We're continuing with the laws of Kashrut. We're on page Mem Gimel, the third section, the first chapter. Our topic is what's called Tata Gavam. The one on bottom wins. The one on bottom overpowers the one on top. So, we have two foods placed on one another. And, what? Page Mem Gimel. Nope, we finished it. Two foods, one is on top of the other. And one of them is at a heat that's called Yad Soled Esbo. It's hot enough that you'd pull back your hand. You wouldn't leave your hand there. And that's somewhere between 40 and 45 degrees Celsius. The other one is cold. So we assume that the lower one wins. The lower one overpowers the upper one. If the lower one is hot, it will heat up the upper one. And then the lower one will absorb flavor from the upper one, and the upper one will absorb flavor from the lower one. But if the lower one is cold and the upper one is hot, so then again I say that Tata Gavar, the lower one wins. And if the lower one was cold, so it will cool off the upper one. Now, we're going to discuss, our point in this chapter is about the scenario where the lower one is hot. We're going to get to that now. So, let's say I have two dry foods. Okay, I have a dry piece of meat, a dry piece of cheese, and the lower one, I have hot meat on bottom and I place a piece of cheese on it. I have hot cheese on bottom and I place a piece of meat on it. Now when I say cheese, I mean a chunk of cheese. When I say meat, I mean a chunk of meat. So then we say you have to remove kedei netila. If the lower one was hot, we say it gave flavor into the upper one and the upper one gave flavor into the lower one. And you have to remove 2 centimeters from each. So let's say I have a block of cheese. I was thinking of melting that cheese. I put it in the oven. Now my block of cheese is hot. I take it out. And then I'm taking a chunk of meat and I drop a piece on the cheese. So my meat is cold. My cheese on bottom is boiling. So then I say, cut off from the upper meat 2 centimeters, cut off from the cheese on bottom 2 centimeters, the rest is permissible. So my assumption is that whatever's on bottom affects what's on top. So if the one on bottom was hot, so then the chunk that went on top absorbed and gave flavor into it. This is when the two are dry foods. But what happens if one of them is a fatty food? And it doesn't matter if the upper one was fatty, a fatty piece of meat, or the lower one was fatty, the hot piece of cheese. So then we say the fat moves within the food, within both, and they both become prohibited. So let's say the piece of meat I put on top was a fatty piece of meat, and it's got oils. So even though the block of cheese on bottom was dry, the meat will make all of the cheese prohibited, and the cheese will make all of the meat prohibited. We say that being that there were oils here, so the flavor moves. And if the lower one was hot, then we assume it was able to give off and receive flavor, and there's no limit to where that flavor could have gone. So this is the concept that oil, fats, move and transfer flavor with them. They move from piece to piece. When they're both dry, so then we assume the flavor didn't have the means to travel as much, so it only traveled like 2 centimeters from one to the other. What we said, kedei netila. We don't know where to draw the line. When is something considered dry? When is it considered fatty? So we always assume that one of them might be fatty. if you take cheese and leave it out in the sun, the cheese sweats, you end up having fats and oils, etc., coming out of it. Is that called fatty? If you take meat, you cook it in a pot, you have a lot of oil rising to the top. Is that called fatty? Where do we draw the line and say this is oily and fatty and where not? We don't know. So we treat everything as though it's oily and fatty. We assume that if the lower one was hot, the flavor went through and through on both of them. Yeah. We don't have to get there because we assume everything has fat. But why is that relevant? But those oils are not relevant. They're parv. So yeah, they are parv. Okay. I have hot cheese, a block of hot cheese on the bottom. And a little bit of, you know, my kid took out a chunk of meat from the chulent. He decided he doesn't like it. He thinks I'm not looking. He takes it and he puts it down over there. Yeah. On the chunk of hot cheese. I'm not so happy. I see the chunk of hot cheese. I quickly take off the meat. So the meat absorbed the flavor from the cheese. Goodbye. No more meat. I got to get rid of it. What about the cheese? How much flavor do I say went into the cheese? So we said if they're fat, it goes through all of it. But if it goes through all of it, then if I have 60 times the volume of the meat, would I now say it's permissible? Because the flavor got dissipated in the cheese. Well, we're not sure. Remember, we said we're not sure if the flavor goes through all of it or not. So we cut off 2 centimeters because maybe it didn't go through all of it. Maybe it only absorbed 2 centimeters worth. And what about the rest of it? We don't know. So we can assume that the flavor was annulled. Yeah.
What if the size of meat is 2 centimeters thick and also the cheese?
Well, the meat is gone because the meat won't have 60 times the volume of the cheese. My question is, on the cheese, if you're telling me it absorbed 2 centimeters, so I understand it's prohibited. But if you're telling me it went throughout all the cheese, then it should have dissipated. It should have been batel. So we say, you're right. Only the top 2 centimeters are problematic. Rabta Lachachet, we'll pick up here Bezat Shem tomorrow. We're going to see the applications here, meaning the applications are numerous. We're just starting with the simpler cases. It's going to get more sophisticated as we go on. And more, we'll see how it's relevant.